Now, how many of you have a middle name? Got three names maybe? A first name, a middle name, and a last name. I've got four names because I've got two middle names. Has anyone got that many names? That's a lot of names, isn't it? But you know what? All of these names tell us something about the baby. You see, Jesus, we're told in the Bible, means God saves. It tells us that this baby would be someone who would save, that he would be the Son of God. That yes, he was the son of Mary, the son of man, but also the Son of God. He would be God's son. That this baby would be a king. A king. He would have the throne of his father David. He was the eternal word of God that's always been with God. He's the dayspring, the source of all light and goodness. He is the shoot of Jesse, the promised one that would come from the, they thought all the true kings had gone, but there would be a shoot from Jesse. He's the Christ. That means God's very special anointed one sent to do a special task. Everlasting Father. Be the one that gives new life to mankind. The Prince of Peace. He would bring peace between people who had turned away from God and were enemies of God. He would bring peace and they'd be friends again with God. Wonderful Counselor. That's a wonderful thing, that there is truth that he teaches us that we can live our lives by. He's a Savior, a Rescuer. He is the Lord. He is God himself. He is mighty God, he's strong, and the key of David, the one who's able to open up the very gates of heaven to us, that we can go and be with God in heaven. Now, that's a lot of names, isn't it? Lots of wonderful things that we learn all about the baby there. Now, we've had a particular theme to some of our talks. Can any of the grown-ups tell us, throughout December, what has been the theme to the sermons that we've been having? What was it? Can't remember. What about one of the grown-ups with us? What are they? Yep. The gifts. Yeah, the gifts of Christmas. Now, what do you think's in there? What do you think's in there? Because all of these things are wonderful, but actually we can miss something very important if we forget something about a very important gift that we have. What do you think's in here, children? Can I have a volunteer to undo the bow for me? Yeah, do you want to come up then? Go on then. It's a big bow on the top there. Try pulling that. There you go. Oh, oh! What's in there?
A baby.
There's a baby in there, isn't there? That's a very strange gift, isn't it? Knocking off my stars there. It's a very strange gift. It's a very small baby because having two boys, you don't have many dolls in the house. That's the only one we had. But it's a gift of a child. It's an amazing thought. And this baby's been swaddled. And we find that that's what's described of Jesus. When his mother gave birth to him, she wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger. And he's tightly wrapped up there. But why did he come? Can any of the children help me? God gave this wonderful gift, this baby, that would be all of these things. Why did he come? Why did he come? Now, some of the names give us a clue. Yeah. Can you say that? Why did he come? To save his people from their sins. That's right. He came to save his people from their sins. You see, that there's a very serious problem with our world. That is, none of us have lived the way that we should do. Our world is full of darkness and pain and difficulty and sin. It's our own sin. It's not just sin out there. It's my sin. It's my rejection of God. It's all of us saying that we want to live life our own way, my rules. I don't want to live by your rules, God. And the Bible says that all mankind has done that. We've all gone our own way. We've all said that I'm going to do it my way and I'm not going to listen to God. Now, is that a good thing? What do you think? No, that's not a good thing. And the Bible tells us that God must judge the wrong in the world. He must judge sin. He must punish sin. And because God is so good and so holy, the punishment is very, very fearful. But God also being a Savior, a merciful God, he gave us the baby Jesus. And he became just like one of us. All of us in this room, even Jane over there, was once a baby. A tiny little wriggling baby like this. And he became a baby as well. That he cried and he needed milk and he needed food and he got hungry and he got tired, just like us. And he would live a life just like us. But there was one difference between Jesus and every other child and then eventually man that ever grew up. Can anyone think about this important difference? He was like us in every way, but he never did one thing. Can anyone think what that is? He never sinned, that's right. He never did anything wrong. This was a perfect child that never did anything wrong. A perfect human being. He was always caring, always loving, always fair. He always did what his Father in heaven wanted him to do, unlike me and unlike you. Jesus always did the right thing. But then something else happened. When he became a man, he started to teach. He started to tell people the good news of Jesus. He started to tell them that God was going to do something amazing to take away their sins. And what do you think happened then? Do you think people liked that message? Oh, yes. We can be made right with God again. Let's follow what this man says. Or do you think they said, no, thank you. We want to carry on doing the wrong things, the sins still. What do you think they said? They said, no, we don't want to follow you. And the thing is about this gift is, this child didn't stay a little baby. He grew into a man. And what happened to that man? What's that shape? It's a cross, isn't it? Eventually, they put him on a cross. And actually, God had always designed, he had always had it as part of his plan that that child would grow up and go to that cross. Why? So he could be our Prince of Peace. So he could make peace between us and God. And we could therefore not be punished as we deserve to be punished. He would save us from hell and open heaven's gates to us that we can go to be with God forever. That's wonderful good news, isn't it? My stars are all falling off now. But thank you very much for listening, children. We're going to pray briefly. And then I've got a little bit of a reward for you for listening so well. And then we're going to move on with a few more carols. So let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful gift. The Bible calls it this indescribable gift, and we thank you for Jesus Christ. We pray that you'd help us all to put him at the very heart of our celebrations this Christmas time. We pray that you'd help us to respond to the good news of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.